going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, Eagles Nation? I'm super excited to come back home, man. It's always been a dream of mine ever since I was little. So I got y'all, boy. I'm here. I'm ready to get freaking lit with y'all. I'm ready to win the Super Bowl. I'm ready to win games, and I'm ready to come dominate. I already know what it is.
Dominate. I like that. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Jahad Campbell talking after he made the Eagles made him the 31st pick. He was very excited. You saw him jumping up and down, hitting the wall in that tunnel as they walked out. You could tell I imagine he was an Eagles fan as a kid. It was a kind of a dream come true for him last night.
His ticket request going to be off, though.
Sure it is. And I'm sure he'll
He loves football. Sirianni guy.
And you know what? That fits. They need that. Guys that love football. I love the pick. And I think he's got a chance to be a great player. There's shades of Navarro Bowman, shades of Micah Parsons when I watch him, especially when he rushes the quarterback. I'm excited to watch him play. But there is, we mentioned a little bit in the first segment. We'll get back to everyone's call in a minute here. There is another side to this pick, right? He fell down boards because of an injury, because of his recovery from an injury. So he had shoulder surgery. It was a labrum issue. Can we hear from Jahad himself talking about the shoulder and when it'll heal and kind of his timeline to play here? Here's Jahad Campbell on his shoulder.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you answered specifically about the shoulder. You expect to be back by when? Do you know when you'll be clear?
I mean, I'm just taking this process day by day. I ain't even really looking, too far ahead or anything like that. I'm really just, trying to focus on, tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I got to go up to the Eagles, but I'm going to definitely give me a nice little workout in the morning, so I can maximize my strengths and, just getting my shoulder back right. So that's what I'm most worried about.
So, all right, you can take that any way you want. Hugh, to me, he didn't answer a direct question. I mean, he was asked for training
he's
camp.
He's not supposed to.
I know, but if
he doesn't know.
Right, but if he was fine, you know what I mean? If he knew he was fully fine, I think he says, I'm good, I'll be there at training camp. He doesn't seem like he knows.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they probably told him, hey, don't talk about your injury. Because, you don't want to give anybody anything. Because Howie was real careful.
Yeah, so
about that.
We're going to replay Howie and Nick talking about the draft in the 11 o'clock hour. But you're right, Hugh. I felt the same thing from Howie. They didn't want to give a direct answer.
No, because you don't want it to be one of those things where he comes in, something happens and he has a setback.
Right.
So you just want to make sure that everything is everything. And, I'm pretty sure they have a plan for him or they're projecting him to be out there on the field.
The other thing, and we'll play it for you, Howie did talk about they view draft picks like this and him as a long-term bet. Just listening last night, I'm not going to be surprised if he's not ready to go this summer. And look, that doesn't mean he can't have a big impact on the season. I mean, Cooper DeJean had a setback at training camp, right? Yeah. A hamstring injury.
And then when he came out there, he was dope.
Right. From week five on, week six on, Cooper DeJean was one of the best rookies in the NFL. So a slow start doesn't necessarily mean he won't have a great rookie season, but it's part of it. I feel like it's being a little bit downplayed that he's coming in here not fully healthy or not fully back, but let's just hope he gets healthy quickly because I think he could be a tremendous football player. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley is up. Hey, Ziggy.
That's the Cowboys fan.
Uh-oh.
He's going after Cowboys fans?
Oh, Ziggy, what you doing, man?
Ziggy?
I mean, come on.
Ziggy, are you paying attention?
Yeah. Obviously not.
So, Hugh, I just want to answer your question. First of all, Dallas sucks.
Well, that's okay? For sure. Yep. Agreed.
And Hugh, it's a quagmire in a person's personality where, say you're living in South Philly, 3-4 blocks from the stadium, but you're a Cowboys fan. Even the guy 2 blocks away knows, oh, yeah, there's a guy down there as a Cowboys fan. It's a need to be recognized somehow because they're weak. So that guy, if he's listening this morning, who wore the Giants jersey, he's all up in himself now. But he's a fool and a loser. You know, just wanted to put that out in case.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah. Well, it's weird to everyone. Yeah. I like the word you use, Ziggy. It's a quagmire. I like that.
It is. It's a deficiency in a person's personality where they somehow need some kind of recognition. And even though it's an anonymous one, they still know the guy down the street's a Cowboys fan. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they make their presence known, unfortunately. Ziggy, what are you feeling about Jahad Campbell?
I had no idea about this kid. So from last night, from the time they picked him until now, I was looking him up, and wow, he's a great pick. He's an edge guy. He can do a lot of different things. He may have filled 2 holes in one. I don't know. But, yeah, it's a great pick, I think.
Well, yeah, he could have filled it. You're right about that. It could be he has enough versatility, Ziggy, that if Nakobe's injured again or not ready, he could play in the middle. And if they don't get enough production on the edge, he might rush the quarterback a lot.
Yeah, I believe he's going to start this year, and he's going to be effective. We're looking good. Kansas City's going to kick themselves in the butt at the end of the season because he's going to be putting a sack on Mahomes in the big dance this year.
You know, Ziggy, that's an interesting – I like that. It's an interesting perspective, right? Even though it wasn't a blockbuster trade, it was just a fifth-round pick, Kansas City did open the door for the Eagles to draft this kid. They could have taken him. Mm-hmm. They could have let someone else trade in that pick. Ziggy, it's a good call. It's interesting. I mean, look, they have to see each other in the Super Bowl for it to really play out, which they could again, obviously. But that's – it reminds me a little bit last year. Wasn't the Bills and Chiefs made a trade, and the Bills let Worthy get to Kansas City, and then Worthy helped beat the Bills in the playoffs? It's
something like that.
I guess the Chiefs don't care. I mean, whatever. They're not they took a fifth-round pick to move down one spot. But, yeah, I mean, Hugh, his versatility and his ability to play 2 different things does help Fangio build a defense. Because I it wouldn't surprise me if, like, say the Kobe's healthy. Well, then put Jahad on the edge for a game or two, right? But if they're not getting good production in the middle or Nakobe's not healthy, I'm sure he could play games fully on the inside.
He is not. He is a guy who, say, for instance, if you put him on the edge and he rushes the passer, say it's a zero blitz. And for people that know, everybody's man-to-man coverage.
Yep.
And say if the back leaks out of the backfield, he can cover him without a problem. You know, that's not a problem for him. He's a cornucopia of linebackers for me. There's a little bit, when I see him, he reminds me a little bit with his height of Carlos Emmons and his ability to cover. It's a little bit of that. The versatility as far as being an off-ball linebacker and a guy that can rush the passer. The first name that I thought of, and I'm not saying that he's this guy, but I thought it was interesting because last night when Howie was talking about him, they said there were some all-pro comps or some Hall of Fame comps that they didn't want to put out there.
Yeah, I think they didn't want to put the pressure on the kid.
The first person I thought about when I heard that was Lawrence Taylor. Not saying that he's Lawrence Taylor. I'm being careful not saying that. But from the ability to be an off-ball linebacker and to rush the passer. Because Lawrence Taylor was the one that revolutionized the game. Lawrence Taylor was the guy that, in the 3-4 defense, rushed the passer and put pressure and got the offensive tackle paid because he was over there killing him. So that was one of the things that I thought about when I heard that, because you're talking about a versatile player that could do both.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So So just to add to you throwing that out there, Taylor was 6'3", 237. Jahad is 6'3", 245.
No, I'm saying that's
physically.
That's
what, physically yeah.
Like, so don't get it twisted, because, you know, y'all don't like to pay attention.
No, the podcast title is Hugh Douglas says Jahad Campbell is better than Lawrence Taylor.
The headlines are written around.
Yeah, y'all don't like to pay attention, but you have to take what's being said and listening to what other people say. And draw your own conclusions. That's kind of what I got from it.
Is this AI Hugh speaking?
See, Kyle, why are you doing that on a Friday?
Whatever works. I mean, if he's half LT, I'll take AI.
This is the problem. I'm trying to give you guys context. I'm trying to take you behind the curtain.
We're listening.
Y'all want to crack funnies.
Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, you're the one using AI on the show. Nobody else did that.
But, for real, though, when I was listening to it, and I was thinking, bigger linebacker, because we haven't had, Trot, as good as Trot was about my height, and he had little T-Rex arms, too. This dude, shout out to Trot, but this dude, man, is the prototypical throwback linebacker. Yeah. And when you look at his size, like I said, first person I thought of was Carlos Emmons, because Carlos was the bigger linebacker, and he could cover out the backfield. Didn't really have, he had some pass rush ability, but not to the level of this kid.
Right.
So, I mean, when you talk about the position and the prototypical type of guy, I mean, it's only natural to think about that person.
Well, and of course. And you have a guy in there in Vic Fangio, and if he's pushing for this guy, I think it really showed the Fangio influence. The Eagles have not taken a linebacker in the first round since 1979.
You know what I think happened in these meetings? I think that they sat down and Howie had a there was a conversation with Vic, and Vic said, hey, show me why you think this kid is special. And they took the film of what he does and they married it to what he could potentially be here in this defense and the versatility that this defense could have. Because like I said, man, I mean, because when you got him, the first thing I thought about was this. Zach Bond has pass rush ability because he rushed the passer when he was in New Orleans.
Well, in the first game this year, in Brazil, he had, 2.5 sacks in that game? Mm-hmm. He was a big part of getting to Love.
And another thing I thought about, y'all got to work with me, because today, ride home, and this is the reason why I couldn't sleep, because I had a lot of thoughts in my head. Jordan Davis is going to be here because I think he's going to be instrumental to what this defense can do. Because I was looking at the lineup of the Eagles. Jordan Davis is the nose. I had Jalen Carter at the nose. You put him at one defensive end. You put Jalen Carter at the left end.
Ojomo on the other?
Ojomo on the other, Joe. You have Zach Bond. That is he's in the middle. You could put Jalen Hunt on the end, one of those ends.
Nolan.
With those guys. Those guys are going to be hard to block.
Yep.
And it might not be the production that you would get from one guy, but the committee. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have a bunch of guys on your team, and Nolan Smith. I'm not forgetting about Nolan Smith, because this is a fluid thing that I'm thinking about. But you have at least four or five guys who, if you're double teaming one guy, everybody else is going to have a one-on-one. And you have guys on your defense that can win their one-on-ones. And they have the speed and the ability to do that. So that's what you're doing, because you know Jalen's going to take two. Jalen's like, you're going to have to pick your poison when you talk about being in a pass rush situation with this defense, potentially.
I'm just glad we got an impact defensive player. I mean, I could sleep easier tonight. Now, like, this year and moving forward, all right, Carter and Cooper and Quinion and Nolan and now Jahad Campbell. Like, there's more to this defense than just three or four guys. Now we're layering this thing for years to come. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Yeah, well, you know, it's about time we went back to Alabama. We've been doing the Georgia thing for a while. We got to even this thing out here.
I was actually there a couple weeks ago, but I get a text from my daughter right after the pick. I had to fall asleep. I couldn't stay awake. And her text was Go Birds, RMFT, and it's Roll Tide with a couple extra words.
Yeah, I can figure out those two. Yep, Roll Tide, yeah. Radio appropriate. So for Jeff, obviously you're excited here for this one.
Yeah, because I don't watch a lot of college football, but obviously I watch a lot of Alabama because she's finishing her senior year this year, so definitely interested in that team. And that kid, he's like a Swiss Army knife, so to speak, of linebackers. And I think it's going to be work out well. The injury thing, look, there's a lot of kids that come out that have injuries.
Yep.
His are a little bit more recent, I guess, which, you know, maybe he's going to be ready for the beginning of the year, maybe not. But with his size and speed, the dude's around the ball a lot. You don't get 117 or 120 tackles in 1 year without not knowing where to be. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well,
and
yeah.
I'm excited because it's a linebacker in the first
round. I know. That's it's awesome. Over. Jerry Robinson, it's over. We don't have to say that name every single moment of the draft anymore. And, you know, when it comes to the injury thing, I'm not long-term concerned. I do think it could be more of, like, maybe he's slow to start this season, and the vision is more like, you know, it's the big picture rather than this year. But that's okay. I mean, if he's as good as we think and it takes him – 2 or 3 extra months this summer and the beginning of the season, we'll live with that for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
I mean, you got so much money tied up in the offense long term, you have to build that defense, and you have to keep bringing these top tier guys in, because eventually you're going to lose somebody. And I just think he's doing the right thing by sticking with these top of the line interior players, you know, going forward. And I just think it's going to be an overall better team with going with more defense. Younger right now.
I agree.
Look what it did last year.
Yep. Jeff, good phone call. I mean, was last night a hit to the defense a luxury, not a necessity?
No.
I mean, they used a first-round pick on defense.
No, because nothing ever will be for you.
Well, no, because defense. Technically for the AI, for me, it's like you get younger players to compensate the fact that they're not as expensive.
But so they used their biggest asset all season.
Oh, no, yeah they got them.
Player.
They got them, but still.
Yeah, I'm just
But still, I mean,
saying.
Still holds true. Mm. You still have more money allocated to the offensive side of the ball.
Right, I know, but they're using their biggest resource this offseason to the defense.
Yeah, because that's the model. That's the business.
It's just
model.
Turned into money now.
Yeah.
Well,
now
no, I mean, but it,
moving the line.
That is the business model. Younger and cheaper.
The line's been moved.
We didn't want to pay CJ GJ. We moved him.
Well, that was a mistake.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we did it because you didn't want to pay.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying.
But
you know, well, hold on, though. Even though you don't want to say anything different, if they had drafted an offensive player, you would have peacocked in here today.
I wouldn't. You guys thought I would have peacocked.
You
I would have been like, no.
Oh, we know you would.
You would have said, I just find it interesting.
Okay, that I probably would have said that. I would have probably said, I would have probably used that word.
Of
but
course.
Not, peacocking, no, not me. No, wouldn't do that.
Not today.
Not on a Friday.
Well, I mean, Friday's a good day to do it because then you're off for the weekend.
Speaking of, should we bring up the what AI had to say about Hugh yesterday from a listener?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You have it?
Yeah, the AI overview on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Douglas, a former NFL player and current radio host, famously stated that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. This statement, which has been a recurring theme in his commentary, suggests that a strong offense is more crucial for a team's success than a strong defense.
You know what my favorite part about this is? AI has erased your career. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer, 80 sacks, and you have been – what comes up on Google now is he doesn't believe in defense. Listen,
you know, the only thing I heard was said famous,
famously
say,
stated.
Famous.
I knew that was going to stick with you.
Hey, Kyle.
You know, you can famously
you the second that the words famously stated.
Many people
out.
Have famously said ridiculous
he's like,
things.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's Kyle, just that was me.
Kyle, that's all I heard you say. He was like, oh, wow, famously stated.
I could see you beaming with pride.
You know what I thought? I'm not known for fighting T.O. anymore. I'm known for my takes on the radio. Baby Jesus, I have arrived.
Yeah, you've officially transitioned.
I am that dude. There you go. I've transitioned. That's all I ever wanted to do. I never wanted to be known as just a football player. Now I am a radio personality. Who is famously known for
famously
a famous
things.
Take. Y'all can't, now you talking what? About can't tell me nothing.
I'm proud. This is a big day. I like the way you framed it.
I just want to say thank you to all the people that listen and all the people that disagree with me. Like I've always said.
Is this your acceptance speech?
Yes. Yeah. I make my haters my motivators.
You know, we have take funerals. When there's a take Hall of Fame at WIP, the defense is a luxury one.
It has to go in.
No, it will.
Has to go in.
You can't famously state it and not have it go in the Hall.
Take. That's all I saw.
It also shows your versatility because you have one famous thing replaced for another.
Yes.
Like for me, it's just. Oh, the only thing on the internet about me is the dumb things I've said. I got nothing else. I mean,
that means you're famous. Like, you're famous.
Famously stupid for some people.
Do you know
people.
How many times? Like, this is when you know that you live rent-free in people's head, Joe. And this is why I admire and commend you. Because no matter what's being said, and we figured this out last week. Mm. no matter what said and no matter who says it, if you repeat it, you started the rumor.
Oh, it's my fault, yeah.
Yes. The simple fact that we sat here last week and me and him were in lockstep with our – what was it, Joe?
We would trade AJ for Abdul Carter.
Yeah, Joe was getting dragged.
We were in lockstep.
And they don't know how you work with Joe Giglio
and
every day.
They were absolving me from – you know what I mean? And they were like, well, I don't know how Hugh can work with Joe.
Big old
Joe's
human shield over here.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like – we have arrived. We have arrived as a collective.
So Hugh's AI overview says famously stated. Joe's would say foolishly stated.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's nothing. And it'll just one take will replace the next take. Foolishly said this and foolishly said that.
You know what's funny? We always talk about, you know, people that don't like you, whatever. It's either or with us. It's no in between. It's either you like us or you don't. There it is.
That tends to be like that for talk show hosts. You know, I like Aaron, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on, man?
Aaron, what's up?
You know, for all those people out there that want to talk about Howie Roseman and how lucky he is with the draft, we got to sit there and we got to realize now that Howie and the Eagles are creating their own luck.
Well, in some ways they obviously are. Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes a player falls, like, you know, obviously Campbell fell, you know, because of the injury he had or whatever the reason is, and the Eagles are in position to get him. But, Aaron, they do. I mean, they do create their own luck. Last year they traded up for Cooper DeJean. They had that extra pick to take Jalen Carter a few years ago. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is them. And, Aaron, sometimes I think simplicity is how you win. Like, they didn't overthink it. Campbell is one of the best players in the draft. Just take him.
You know, the Joe, if you look at the draft now, people are following the Eagles blueprint. I mean, when you have the Browns that are trading back, and instead of taking the flashy player, they take the nose tackle that's in the trenches, and then they add picks and stuff like that. And then you got the Cowboys, who are supposed to take a wide receiver, and they take just a mauler in Booker. And then the Washington Commies, you know, instead of taking that safety from South Carolina, you know, who's a super athlete, they take just a bookend tackle from Oregon. I mean, that's telling. And, you know, yesterday we were in the spot where there were like three or four players where if they would have drafted, we would have been happy with.
Well, I agree with that, Aaron, because when they were coming up towards the pick here, we had a bunch of names we were throwing out. Ezeraco, Mike Green, the safety, Eamon Worry from South Carolina, corners. I mean, we weren't honed in on one guy, and then they actually surprised us with Campbell.
Yeah, that was one guy that you know, it was mocked in one, I think, that we did, and I think Barrett Brooks talked about him. Shout out to B that talked about him earlier in the week. But I thought it would be an edge rusher. It would be an edge rusher.
Maybe it was. We just didn't realize it.
Well, he's an edge rusher, but he's more like, I would say, a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm. Hugh, the other thing is, you know, great athletes think alike. And you, my friend, are spot on with Jordan Davis. I think Jordan Davis is going to be the next Brandon Graham, where he's going to be around for a long, long time because he takes up space.
Yeah, he's a space eater. He's not a pass rusher, but you're putting him back in his natural spot. I will say this, though. He needs to up his snap count in order for this to work because we are light at that defensive end position. We're light, I should say, at the defensive line position.
Yep.
And we have more linebackers now than we have, like, down linemen. So, I don't know what Vic's going to do, but right now, looking at that, he has to be a guy that he has to be more dependable if you're going to run with a true 3-4 defense.
Yeah, I agree with that. And look, we'll see. They're 6 days away, Aaron, from having to make a decision on the fifth-year option in his contract. And Aaron, good phone call. Hugh, I think it was noteworthy to me that they didn't make the decision because they made the decision on Jahan Dotson, right? Because all your the fifth-year option on players that were first-round picks, the date is the same for everyone. The Eagles already decided on Dotson. They didn't need to wait another week. They didn't pick up that option, so he's got 1 year left on his deal. They haven't picked it up or declined it on Jordan Davis yet, which tells me, let's see how the rest of this draft plays out. Let's see if they get another, you know, player like Jordan Davis. If they don't, maybe they pick it up and he's here for longer. 215-592-9490 for this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we'll continue with your reaction coming up. Like the pick, love the pick. Where do you come down? And we'll hear from someone who coached Campbell at Alabama and Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. That presser happened at like 12:15 a.m. If you missed it, we'll bring that to you so you can hear what they said about the pick. And I think Howie's answer about the medicals here is interesting when it comes to Campbell. We'll talk about that and play it for you. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hop Board. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.